I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back, Yarlis, the Grilling Guys. I had to wipe my face off after that segment because this tri-tip was, I couldn't eat it fast enough. But Tim made a good comment during the break, and it's, what do you do with these leftovers, right, Tim?
Yeah, and as hot and humid as it's been this week, tri-tip or any cut of steak is great to put on a salad.
Right.
Those leftovers cut a little bit thinner.
Yep.
And so kind of disperse through the steak, and man, that comes out just... If you got to eat greens, you might as well eat the animal with it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Eat the whole farm.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah, my my son that's back living with us this summer, he said, well, Jop, you can pay the doctor or you can pay the farmer. You know, you decide. You know, eat well, eat stuff that's grown locally, and you'll be better off than all the processed food. He's a professional athlete, and he, you know, studied diet pretty heavily. But I just thought that was a great little piece of sage advice from him, is you pay the farmer or pay the doctor. What are you going to do, right? Just eat good. Eat
pay
good
the
stuff.
Farmer.
Right. Pay the farmer every time. So, Tim, we covered a little bit of pork, not a lot of it, but and then beef. Yardbird is still in the meat case, right? Bob's holding his finger. I mean,
right.
Let's say something
and
else.
And that's a good point. That's a good, makes me wonder what the chicken scenario looks like with all the things that have happened to the giant chicken farms and stuff. What are chicken prices looking like?
Chicken prices have been holding pretty solid for quite a while now. The biggest one that dropped were wings. And I know we're into, we got Labor Day right around the corner. But not this last Super Bowl, the year before,
right.
We were selling a frickin' wing for like $6.99 a pound. It was crazy,
yeah.
Right? It was, and finally, you know, the people were pushing back, saying, you know what, I'm not paying that. Obviously, supply and demand.
You can buy the
drop.
Whole bird for $1.99 a pound.
Yeah. not anymore, but, right. That still is higher. But my point is the prices on wings have tumbled so much. They're probably a third of the cost.
Nice.
Is what they were.
Right. Well,
then.
And we are coming in, you know, football season. The high school kids started last week with
tailgating.
Yeah, and all the tailgating that's going on.
Lions had their first preseason game.
Yep. So it's that's a quintessential tailgate food. And you've always told me, it's like, you know what, Jop, the wings are like $4.99 a pound when they were or whatever. Buy a chicken leg, it's got three times as much meat on it, and it's half the cost, right? So at that time, anyway, I remember you telling me that. I'm like, well, that makes a lot of sense, right? You don't have to pick around all those bones. But chicken wings are good, but there's rest of the birds good too, right?
I'll tell you the other one that kind of gets overlooked is the bone-in skin on thigh.
Okay.
Right.
And, you know,
wonderful piece of meat.
They're a phenomenal piece of meat. And yeah, you got to have a higher heat. Those come out almost better grilled than smoked.
Yep.
To get that skin to crispen up.
Yep.
And I mean, that's meat candy.
And that's one that I always say here, because I found out accidentally that you can actually bring up to about 180 internal if you want it to be perfect.
I would agree. I usually do like 185, 190
yep.
to get it where, and I know I'll use that term, you're overcooking it. But that's when that meat really comes off the bone nice.
Right.
And it reduces all that connective tissue.
Yeah.
Thighs have a lot of connective tissue. And I did it accidentally cooking for my father-in-law years ago. I was afraid I'd burn them. And he's just going on and on about how good they are because I looked at the skin and it was black. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I forgot them. No, they'll take a beating.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that connective tissue, more connective tissue is more flavor. You think of a pork butt. There's a lot more connective tissue.
Because it disintegrates.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that
renders down.
Is that collagen?
Yeah.
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 And that's really good for
you. So the skin on bone-in thighs, I agree with you. One of the best cuts of the bird. I peel back that skin and season between the skin and the meat and then flip it back down and then put more seasoning on top because of... I feel like that the seasoning doesn't penetrate that skin real well on one side. I obviously season the underside, which has no skin generally, but I'll flip that back and put a little seasoning in there. Just a little tip, if you really enjoy the flavor of the seasonings that you're using, it kind of penetrates the chicken a little bit better. But you don't have to do it every time, but if it's something you want to do, I've done that before, and I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. But anyway, the breast, chicken breast, I would much, if I'm going to go skinless, boneless, which so many people like to do, I find it harder to cook a skinless, boneless piece of chicken breast than it is a skinless, boneless thigh. So we're on the thighs. We talked about bone in, skin on, but they also have skinless, boneless thighs. What a durable piece of meat.
Yeah.
I mean, you can beat that stuff on the grill.
If I'm going to do a breast, I want the skin on, bone on, because I can beat it up on the bone. I can lay that bone side down on the grill for 15, 20 minutes, season both sides, and let it just go away at it and let it do its work down in that connective tissue again and those piece of cartilage and all that internal meat that's connected to the joints and any of the bone structure that's in that breast. And then by the time it's really sweating on top, I can flip it over on the skin, crisp up that top, bring it to temp, and like it's pretty even, and I won't have ruined it.
And the breast, it's so much juicier, isn't it?
Yes, with when the skin on.
And the bone. Yeah. And then when you're pulling it off that bone, the juice is just running out
right.
of that
thing. Yeah.
Especially those breasts that you, I don't know what type of chicken that is or where you get
big
them.
Ones.
They're Dolly Parton chickens, actually. Yeah, right. Yeah. Truth be known.
No, do you still have the Amish chicken there? Sometimes?
Yes. Yep. Okay. But those really big ones, the roasters, they're like a 7 to 9 pound bird.
Wow.
And if people think, oh, yeah, they're full of steroids, that is not true. They're just an older bird, not old like, okay, yeah, it's 3 years old. But they've actually been allowed to get bigger naturally and fats flavor.
And they're so tough, they can fight the dogs off for the food.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And we've talked about that even with turkeys. In my opinion, the bigger the bird, the better the flavor. They've had a chance to mature, get some natural fat on them, and that's when the magic happens right there.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, but, and there's a lot of wild turkey out there right now, too. How does that compare?
Pretty doggone dry. Because even the breast is dark meat on a wild turkey. But their legs, you know, they don't
you
have
don't
drums.
You don't eat the legs. Don't eat the legs.
No, because they're running for their life every day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, across my driveway.
Yeah.
Oh, God, here he comes.
Right, yeah. Don't hit him with the car. It'll leave a mark.
It's kind of fun this time of year. Last night, my wife and I came home from a little date, and I said, what's really cool is I've noticed this doe and twin fawns, like, about every day hanging around here. And right then, there they go, sprinting across the driveway, too. Clumsy little, and they're so gorgeous. They've got the spots yet and everything. And we don't shoot the deer around us.
Right.
We go up north.
Shoot pictures of them. That's what you do, shoot pictures of them.
No, I try and keep them around so the grandkids can watch them.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Just like the raccoons.
Yep.
Kidding.
Oh, yeah.
So back to the meat market. Skinless, boneless thighs. Bob, you use those a lot when we're doing catering gigs. Because they hold, they're moist, they're tender. I really enjoy them. When I get them at Sobeys, they're trimmed so well, they're ready to cook. Oftentimes, if you buy them somewhere else, then they're still got a bunch of fat on them, and you got to work with them a lot in order to get it done. So there's a tremendous value of going to Sobey Meats and grabbing those because they're ready to go when you get them out of the case, like everything else is.
And another super, there's so many options you can do with them, right?
Right.
So because they're flatter, you can put them on a bun if you want to have that grilled chicken sandwich kind of a thing.
Yep.
Shred them if you want them in tacos or anything like that. A shredded chicken meat, put that on a bun. Take the leftovers there again, put it on a salad. So they're really, really versatile.
Yeah.
A lot of things you can do with them.
And you know...
And flavorful. Yes.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's why you buy them, is the flavor on that is fantastic.
I got this salad dressing from Costco called Yaya's, and it's like a Greek salad dressing. And I've marinate those skinless, boneless thighs of yours in that.
Okay.
It is, and then throw them on a grill. Not smoke them, grill them.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
That's an oil-based Greek dressing. Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Also, Jop, I was going to tell you, I have booked another private party. I think I want to promote this a little more, but a group of men want me to come over and do a little barbecue class on their back deck.
There you go.
And so that's something that is very possible if you want to just hit the grillingguys.com.
Yeah. Tim, tell us where people can find Sobey Meats.
3450 Remembrance Road in Walker.
Right.
In
Leonard and Remembrance split, and they're about a quarter mile north of that on the left-hand side, and you can't miss it. If you've not been to Sobey Meats, you are missing out. I'm pretty sure most of the people that are listening have been, because it's best meat market in West Michigan. You got to go.
Indeed.
And he sells Old Style. Go try to find Old Style somewhere in town. It's at Tim Sobey's. All right. You've been listening to Grilling, guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. We'll talk with you next week.
See ya.